It may be noteworthy that in 1939, King George installed the Duke as the Grand Minister of English Freemasonry at a ceremony at Olympia in West London. Superficially, the Duke's death on August 25, 1942, was the result of a routine wartime air accident. It was reported that the Sunderland flying boat, in which he was a passenger, crashed into a low hill called Eagle's Rock in Caithness, Scotland. The official account of the accident said the seaplane was taking the Duke on a morale-boosting mission to Iceland when the pilot changed course for reasons unknown, descended through clouds without making sure he was above water, and crashed into a hillside. However, the complete file containing the details of the crash, made by a court of inquiry, has disappeared and anomalies abound. The Duke's plane clearly was in the process of ascending when it crashed, indicating it may have lifted off from nearby Loch Moor near Braemoor Lodge, where accounts place the captive Hess. Second, when statements from witnesses and the one survivor are compared with the official rosters, it becomes clear that there was an unaccounted-for passenger on the craft. These factors, coupled with much other evidence, both hard and circumstantial, supported the conjecture that the anti-Churchill peace group waited until mid-1942, a low ebb in Britain's war fortunes, before attempting to fly the Duke of Kent and Rudolf Hess to Sweden to announce a peace plan that would topple the Churchill government. Of course, this never happened due to the plane crash. Whether this was sabotage or an accident has not been clearly established. If Hess died in the Duke's plane, it would have presented a thorny problem for Churchill. How to explain the mangled corpse of a man who was supposed to be their prized prisoner. Any investigation would have revealed the involvement of ranking members of British society, even the royals, in the peace initiative. Here, the story takes an even more bizarre twist. Evidence gathered for their book by Picknett, Prince, and Pryor, including Hess being reported as seen in different locations at the same time and inconsistencies in official reports, indicated that a duplicate Hess may have been prepared prior to the plane crash. We are convinced that in the summer of 1942 there were two Hesses, one in Scotland and one at Mandiff Court, Abergavenny, Wales, they wrote. The real Hess died in the crash, and the double lived to stand trial at Nuremberg and serve his sentence at Spandau. But even these astute authors acknowledged a huge problem with such a scenario.